Can we be assured of our deliverance?
We'll dig into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again, family. We just love hanging out with you. Let's just keep doing this together, shall we? Let's meet on Wednesdays and hang out together. Amen. Those phone lines are open and we are taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to share your prayer requests.
Hey, family, and if this is your first time joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're an interactive global community of prayer, taking live calls, connecting through social media, voicemail, text message. Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call, and the phone lines are open right now. We want to hear from you all.
Right now, family. That's right, Mario. You know, friends, if you're joining us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, don't forget to tell us from where you are watching. Click that share button before we get too far into the program. Share this. Allow the Lord, allow Let's Pray to be a conduit for our Father and for His peace and comfort and victory in other people's lives just by hitting the share button, family. We're continuing our series for this season of Let's Pray with the prayers of the righteous. And today we are continuing our look at King Hezekiah's prayer. But before we get into our topic and your calls, let's bow our heads together.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful to be together. We are grateful for your word. And we are also grateful that your ear is not too deaf, that you cannot hear, that you hear our prayers. And so, Lord, we come to you today with our sorrow, with our pain, with our praise, with everything that we are. And we lay ourselves at your feet and we call out to you tonight corporately. No matter where we are around the world, we are together lifting our requests and making it known to you. So we ask that you would hear us, that you would answer, and that we would be revived as your presence just circulates around the world together as we join in unity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. I just want to say hi real quick to Claudia, to Fatima, Annika, Joe, Cecilia. We see you guys. Tell us where you're watching from, family. We want to know where you are watching from and what is going on in your world. We want to pray for you, not just on our live phone calls at 877-7 Let's Pray, but also through social media as well, family. Mario, how's your week going?
Oh man, season, my week is going well. I definitely have a deadline coming up where I'm trying to take a clinical exam for my psychotherapy, my licensure. That's coming up on October 5th. Family, if you could just keep me in prayer, that would be great. I really want to pass that. This is a long time coming, but today is my birthday. And, I used to be ashamed of saying that, not ashamed, but just like not one to really broadcast, but I'm thankful for being alive.
Amen.
There is so much going on around the world. And we're still in the midst of a pandemic. I just thank God that I'm alive, and I have a wonderful, beautiful community of friends and family to share this day in my life with. So, yeah.
Yes, you missed it for our Let's Pray family. We did a little birthday song with Mario right when he logged on earlier today. We got him, guys. Don't worry. We got him good. We love you, Mario. We're grateful that
you are
alive, that you're with us, and you are a blessing. And we just pray the Lord's blessing over this next year for you. As well. Know that you are treasured by us and this community at large. Amen, family. Can we all say happy birthday to Mario? Why don't you type it in the text? Make sure you say happy birthday when you call in. If you have the opportunity to do so, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. My week has been awesome. My mom is in town. Yay! Yay! So everybody cheer with me because Sandy is in the house. We're so excited that she's here today. Family, I do have a special prayer request for her. Would you pray? She's really dealing with some severe back pain that has gotten worse today. Laid her out for just a little while, but the Lord seems to be helping her to manage that pain. But if you guys could pray, we would really appreciate it. Her name is Sandy, and she's dealing with back pain. We just ask the Lord to lift that pain for her. Family, as we continue forward, you know we love to dive into the Word of God. And our first scripture and the one setting the scene, I guess you could say, for today's program is 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 6. We've been going through the prayer of King Hezekiah. That is, 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. Feel free to take a look there. But today's verse 6 says, I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Mario, where are we picking up here?
Yeah, so King Hezekiah, as many of you may know about his story and his prayer, he's at a crucial point. He was told by the prophet that he had a terminal illness and he was not going to make it. And so we've gone through this scripture. Hezekiah has turned his face to the wall. We talked about that. And he began to cry out to God. The Bible says that he wept bitterly. But then what we see Hezekiah do, or what we see God do, is when Hezekiah prayed, God answered. And somebody needs to know that he's the same God that when we pray, he answers. And so we're jumping into the text in 2 Kings today, verse 6. And God is speaking back to Hezekiah and saying, I will add 15 years to your life, and then I'm going to deliver you from the hand of your enemy. Somebody today needs to know that God is still in the delivering business, and he's no respecter of persons. It's not because Hezekiah was a king. It's not because he was a man of rapport. He heard his prayer because God loves his children. And he loves you. And so he's not finished answering prayers. When we pray, he answers. That's just how he does. And that's the God that we serve, Season.
Like you said, Hezekiah is the king. It's because Jesus, our Lord God, is the king.
Come on.
That's how he treats his family. That's how he treats us, like we're royal blood, because he's adopted us in. He loves us and he hears us, family. He loves you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mario, I love that. He is still in the business of delivering. Today,
yes. We
titled the program Assurance of Deliverance. Friends, just turn to Jesus. Admit our need for him. He loves to hear it. He wants relationship with us, and there is assured deliverance. I like the part where he says he adds 15 years. It's like, yes, Jesus, I'll take that.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Give us more time to reach those that have not been reached yet. Amen.
Amen.
So, family, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the phone number for you to call. We are taking prayer requests live on the program, as well as your praise reports. Besides a happy birthday to Mario, we are welcoming Emily from Virginia. Emily, what is going on in your life today, and how can we pray for you?
Well, I would like for you to pray for my daughter,
okay,
who's in her 40s and has Parkinson's disease.
Oh,
and she's working very hard to combat it, overcome it, deal with it. And I have a second prayer request.
Please.
For a friend of mine and our family. His name is Tony.
Okay.
And he has cancer of the lung, the stomach, and the bowel.
My goodness.
And he's not that old, and he can't stand. They don't know why. And he's been suffering now for a while, and he and his family need your prayer.
Amen. We'd be honored to pray for them. Emily, I'd like to circle back, if it's okay with your daughter. May we have just her first name?
Lynette,
praise Jesus. Dear Lynette, please know that we are praying for you. Parkinson's. Praise God. It sounds like from your comments that she's still fighting the good fight. She's still pressing in and doing her best under the circumstances. And it seems like the Lord's given her some fortitude. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yes, it is.
Praise
her and
God.
Her husband both are working very hard at combating it.
Well, Miss Emily, since your mom, how's your heart going through all of this and having a friend with so much going on as well?
Well, mother's hanging in there.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't mind having prayer for my... I had an accident and hurt my back a number of years ago.
Okay. All right. We'd be honored to, Miss Emily. So you're dealing with some back pain. It's still acting up, is it?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I just wonder why it can't just all be better. But then I remember when we meet our Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Every
time. That'd be nice.
Amen. Miss Emily, we would love to continue to hear about how Lynette is doing and Tony is doing. Would you mind letting them know that there is a global community praying for them? And please give us a call back. Let us know how things are going. We'll just continue to pray.
I did tell Tony's wife that I was going to call you.
Praise the Lord. And you know, you can always, for their sake, if it encourages their hearts, not for us, but if it encourages their hearts to know, you can share this from Facebook over to wherever their page is. And then they might be encouraged to hear others praying for them as well. So maybe that'll help.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Miss Emily. We'd like to hear back from you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going over to North Carolina. We got Brother Perry on the line. How you doing, Brother Perry? How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And I'm just going through some trials, real deep, heavy trials. I had a nurse to come out last week and to check me and my mom's vital signs and everything, and she's doing pretty well.
Okay.
And but my PTSD has gotten worse. I was diagnosed with that back in 2015 and didn't know I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor had diagnosed me with that.
Okay.
Well, with that said, I have been severely depressed and having anxiety attacks. Some things going on with my girlfriend, Madison, and not really being content with the relationship.
Okay.
I had someone else to text me, and she likes what I'm about. She's a Christian. And just kind of conflicted with that.
Okay.
As well, my health is not that well.
Okay.
My diabetes, my sugar is up. It's been like 200 plus, almost 300.
Wow.
And I've just been stressed. I have been crying a lot.
Yeah.
I've just been really burdened down.
Okay.
And I just need help.
Okay.
I just need help, man.
Yeah.
I just need help. Because I don't know.
Yeah. Brother Perry, man, listen, you know we've been walking with you, and I wish that we had closer proximity so I could just give you a hug now, man. But what I want to do, we're just going to stop now and just pray for you, because you do have a lot on your plate and you are battling a lot. I just want to pray with you right now while we have you online. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's pray. Dear God, I just pray that you would give me the words to say. And even when I fail, we pray, Lord, that you would just, that your spirit would interpret the groans and the utterances. Not just that I pray, but you hear the tears of our brother Perry now. You know that he's been crying a lot. You know that he's in his midnight hour. You know that there are decisions that need to be made. You know that there is a struggle and a fight with his health and making healthy decisions and trusting and navigating through PTSD. His mother, we praise you, is doing better, and that is less of a stress on him. But whatever it is that he has been struggling with, God, you know, and we just want to intercede on his behalf right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would perform the miracle that he needs in his life. And the first miracle I'm asking is that you would fulfill your promise of sending the Comforter in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that would rest and that would guard his heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And Lord, may he feel the power and the comfort of the Spirit in his soul even now, Lord. And when we hang up, may you visit him in a customized way and let him know that you're there for him. And then, Lord, as he has decisions to make and as he has possibly even temptations that he's dealing with, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that he would have wisdom and discernment. That he would be able to decipher which way to go. In fact, your word says that he would hear a voice behind him saying, this is the way that he should go. May it be clear, and may he be decided to listen to the voice that steers him down righteous paths. Lord, we pray that you would hug him, that you would keep him, and that you would usher him through this valley experience, Lord. And we thank you and we trust you. We cry out on his behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Perry, you know that we love you with the love of Christ, man. And thank you so much for being transparent and sharing with us all. You're welcome, brother. Love you.
You too.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
I could hear him fighting through explaining how he was feeling and the things going on. We love you, Perry, very much, and I'm praising God that Miss Dorothy's vitals were good. Mm-hmm. And I just want to agree with Mario in prayer on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Family, we have one more call we'd like to go to before Mario and I stop to pray for these previous requests. We're going over to Melvin in Georgia. Melvin, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
I got a praise, and I also got two prayer requests.
Okay, so a praise. Go ahead.
Well, my son had been in church for quite some time. He went to church last Sabbath.
Did we pray about this last week, Melvin?
We prayed about his give thanks. You know, they went back to work and he came out okay with COVID-19.
Oh, that's right. Praise the Lord. He went to church.
He went to church this past Sabbath.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, we'll take every inch we can get. Praise God, Melvin. We're celebrating with you. Were you just so excited?
Tell Mario happy birthday for me.
Absolutely. Mario, did you hear our friend Melvin wish you a happy birthday?
I sure did. Thank you so much, Melvin. It helps to make my day. Thank you so much.
And I'm seeing those of you on Facebook at Let's Pray Live also wishing him a happy birthday. Don't worry. We see you guys. He'll see those birthday wishes.
Thanks.
So, Melvin, there's a praise there. Your son went to church this last weekend. What is the prayer request that you have?
Well, I got a friend that lives in Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
And she watches Ghana TV. She asked for prayer. She wants to come to the United States.
Okay.
To take nursing training. She did some nursing in Ghana, but she wants to further her education.
Right.
Her name is Nellie.
Nellie?
And Milli.
Milli. Well, praise the Lord. I know that our dear friends, Pastor Odonkor and his beautiful wife, Mimonte, are over there working with Hope Channel Ghana. And Pastor Odonkor is the Let's Pray Ghana host. So I'm hoping that while she's there, she has a chance to watch them and reap the blessing from that program as well. So she's hoping to come over here and to continue her education here. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to be lifting your friend Milli up as well as praising Jesus for your son and for the progress that he's making.
We got one more request.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to make a decision, an important decision.
Okay.
I just need God's wisdom.
Amen. We'll pray for that. Absolutely. Wisdom. Jesus knows exactly what it is. And Mario had just prayed the scripture where he talks about the Lord saying, this is the way. I believe he says, walk in it. So we're hoping that the Lord would help you to know which way he is referring to, Melvin. So you betcha. We'll lift you up here in just a moment. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
You too.
All right, Season, yes, I just want to squeeze one more individual in, and then we could pray if that's cool.
You got it.
All right. We have Janine calling, also from North Carolina. Janine, how can we pray a praise with you today?
I have both, but first I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Miss Janine. Thank you.
You're welcome. The praise is my uncle made it through both surgeries.
Oh, yes.
He had one yesterday and one today.
Oh, great. That's excellent news. I know that you were so concerned about that last week. And to hear that he is doing well after two surgeries, that's incredible. How's he doing? Is he, you know, on pace for recovery?
I don't know, but his wife wrote to us and said that the doctor had called her and said he was out in recovery and could see him in an hour and a half. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he's on the right track, and we are going to certainly pray for full recovery. Can you tell us what his first name is, please?
Yeah. Arlie.
Okay.
And my prayer request is to get rid of my nasty migraine.
Oh, migraines. Okay. How long have they been, have you been experiencing them?
I just got it today, but I'm hoping it's only today. Otherwise, I have it a week or two.
Really? Oh, yeah. My goodness. Miss Janine, well, we are certainly going to pray that they subside. Pray that, I'm sure this, has this been going on for quite some time, on and off?
Yes. Okay. Today was really bad. I couldn't even get out of the bed.
Okay. All right. Well, we are so grateful that you have mustered the strength and even fighting through just to give us a call. It shows just not only how much, you know, you love us, but just how much this community means to you and to so many others. And so thank you, Miss Janine. We're going to certainly lift you up, your migraines, and we're praising God with you for your Uncle Arlie's continued recovery. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Amen, amen. Good to hear your voice, Miss Janine. I'm glad to hear that Arlie made it through. So Mario, would you like to start our time of prayer together?
Sure, let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful for Miss Janine. And she calls, she keeps us updated. And she's been going through so much, her and her family. And I'm just reminded of the scripture that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. God, we are in this time and this dispensation of Earth's history, especially in the year of 2020, we are just leaning on your word that we will suffer tribulation, that many will be the afflictions of the righteous. But we're leaning on your word that says, but the Lord delivers them from them all. We thank you for Arlie and his recovery from two surgeries. We ask God that he would have and be on pace for complete and total healing and recovery, that he would be able to sing the praises of his God and the deliverance that he has provided, that you've provided. And then, Lord, just asking that you would come and sit next to Miss Janine right now in the name of Jesus. We call on the great physician. Jesus, you can do anything, and we can testify of your many works. But we just ask tonight that you would minister to Miss Janine by putting your hand of healing on her. She says she's asking that this migraine would not last past today, past tonight. And in the name of Jesus, we are touching and agreeing with her on this prayer request. We ask, Lord, that it would subside so that she would be able to get a good night's rest tonight and that she would be able to function tomorrow. And we can't wait to hear how you have delivered. We claim this in faith. And if you have a different plan, God, we ask that you would just usher her through it, God, and that she would have the courage, the fortitude, and even where she's lacking, you are enough, and that you would step in and hold her up the way that you do. And so thank you, God, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to take this moment in time, Lord, to mention some things that we are particularly grateful for that we had not mentioned to our community. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that our friend Mark, Lord, which is a prayer request that was mentioned on the Facebook page, made it through his surgery. Father, we were told it might be 8 hours, but it was actually 11, and there was internal bleeding, and there was much to be done, but Father, he made it through. And Jesus, today they were putting in a pacemaker. We ask that you would continue to cover Mark and bring him through. Father, we're praising your holy name on behalf of Adelino. We're grateful to you, Jesus, on behalf of Adelino, because Father, we have been praying for him. Due to COVID-19, he has been on a ventilator. Lord, he's off. You know this, Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are answering the prayers in this community, Lord. You are worthy of all praise, Father, before you do another thing for anyone. Father, you are worthy because of who you are, but we are so grateful, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that James has left the hospital after being in a coma from 8 seizures. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for answering the prayers again of this community on James's behalf. Lord, it is only through your power, by your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father, that these things are accomplished. Jesus, thank you for letting us be a part of it. And Heavenly Father, I'd like to lift up my mom, Sandy, and her back once again, Jesus. Thank you that this community is joining in prayer on these requests, Lord, and that we can trust you, Father, with our loved ones, Heavenly Father. And Jesus, I ask that you would relieve my mom's back pain and that you would help it to heal and that the rest of her special time would not be hindered in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that Wayne has made it through a stroke. Heavenly Father, our dear friends, our Hope Channel family member's father had a stroke 2 days ago, Lord. I said, is there any paralysis? He said, I don't think so. He's in rehab, Lord. He is alive. You brought him through. And we are praising you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Wayne's life. Lord, please be with him in his recovery. And Father, a special addition for Perry, Lord. I just would like to flag his prayer and his heart and his struggles again, Lord. And Lord, on behalf of Emily, her back pain, Jesus, from a longtime injury, we're asking that you would relieve her back pain as well. Thank you for the fortitude you've placed in Lynette and her husband's, in their being, Jesus, on behalf of Lynette's Parkinson's. Lord, we pray that you would give her relief from the symptoms, Heavenly Father. And I'm not afraid, Jesus, to ask for healing. Lord, you are able. You are beyond capable of healing, Father. We thank you that you are a God who still performs miracles. miracles, Jesus. So, Lord, we ask that you would heal her, Father, and that your life would reign supreme in her physical body in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, on behalf of Tony, who's dealing with so much cancer, Lord, it's these opportunities that we have to see with spiritual eyes and not physical eyes, Lord, because physically we see bowel cancer, we see stomach cancer, we see lung cancer, Heavenly Father. But Lord, help us to shift our vision to you, to see our God who is big enough, who is strong enough, who is Jehovah Jireh, who is the almighty physician. Heavenly Father, Lord, though things are real and the feelings that we feel, the diagnosis of cancer is incredibly difficult. Heavenly Father, you are bigger than all of these things. And so, Lord, I pray against cancer and I ask for healing, Father. Let this be something that continues to glorify your name, Lord. Thank you for helping Tony to press on in the midst of cancer. Father, strengthen his physical frame. And for Melvin, Jesus, we are praising you alongside Melvin, Lord, because his son went back to church. Jesus, whatever this journey is, Lord, we pray that the enemy would not be able to interfere or to waylay him or to discourage him from continuing to build a relationship with you, Father, whether it's a first time or a return, which is what it seems like it is. Lord, we ask that you would continue to intervene on his behalf and strengthen him in you in the name of Jesus. For Millie, for her education, her desire to continue her education here in the States, Father, we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for her life, and we just ask you to have your way, Lord, and we ask that you would help her to surrender to your process, Jesus, and your timing, Father, and your plans for her education, Jesus. And if it is that she's in the States, Lord, we ask that nothing would hinder that process. Heavenly Father, you are capable. And thank you, Lord, that you are also capable of helping Melvin to make a good, wise, discerning decision over the area that he has been contemplating, Jesus. You know exactly what it is. We pray that he would clearly see what it is, Lord. And Father, if you want him to step out and make a decision, Lord, I pray that you would affirm him as he steps out in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender all of these things to you. There are so many words, but Jesus, there is only one God. And Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is interceding, Lord, and interpreting on our behalves. Thank you for the helper, for the comforter, as Mario reminded us, Lord. Thank you for being everything and the answer to all of our concerns. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Susan. We will continue. We've got the calls coming in. Rhonda is calling from the great state of Louisiana. Rhonda, good. Yeah, good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, and what a blessing for you to be praying for others on your special day that God has blessed you with. And I pray that you have a many more blessed days in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I receive it.
Yes, yes. And I am just so grateful for all of the prayers that we're getting from all over from because of disaster, Laura. God has been so good to me, and I just want to bask in his presence, and I just want to be on his timing, and I just want his will to be done in my life. And I'm just asking y'all just to continue to pray for all the saints, that we continue to look forward to him and continue to ask him to help us to keep our armor on, our full armor, in Jesus' name.
Come on. Yes. Don't we need that armor on right now, that Miss Rhonda? Thank you so much for the encouraging it's an encouraging prayer request, because I hear your faith in it. And there are certainly things to be prayed for. There, things could probably be better, maybe on your behalf in some way, but you are just declaring victory through Christ in the midst of those prayer requests. And I just needed to hear that. So thank you so much. I know others.
Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome, Miss Rhonda. So we're going to lift you up. Good to hear from you. Keep us posted on how God is moving, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. God bless your ministry.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, bringing this together, you know.
Yeah.
There isn't a single thing that Jesus doesn't see before it happens. And I really, truly, and I see it evidenced in our lives recently, that he really does make a way where there seems like there is no way. I mean, That's the praises, right, that we are at 11-hour surgery. Adelino's off of the ventilator. James is home from being in a coma after 8 seizures. I mean, won't he do it? Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Won't he do it?
He is still in the business, like you said, Mario, of delivering, of rescuing, of swooping in on our behalves, of leading us in paths of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Family,
amen.
I just want to, before I go to Wilbert, hang on one moment, friend. We love you, Wilbert. We're coming right to you. Psalm 34:17 says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Friends, listen, if these scriptures are blessing you, we're just going to praise God for the leadership that Mario portrays while he's selecting these scriptures for this program. I really believe that the Lord is speaking to him, and it's all glory to God, of course. Mm-hmm. But family, these scriptures are heaven sent. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, every single one of their troubles. If there was a Mario version to that, every single one of their troubles. And we don't like God's timing sometimes, season. I would prefer to be delivered from my troubles, maybe even a little prevention from troubles if I could escape it, you know, and he does that. I know that he does that, but he promises to deliver us all from all of our troubles when we cry out. And we need to hold these scriptures dear to us during these times.
And you know, Mario, let's just add a little bit of levity to that, because we can be real. There are a lot of hard things that we're facing. And sometimes we look back and think, well, I didn't feel very delivered from that. When Jesus Christ himself knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but nonetheless, thy will be done. So here's the cool thing. It seems like maybe he hadn't been delivered, but friends, resurrection was on the other side. He went to the cross, but there was resurrection. So in the midst of that hardship that does come, he guarantees it. Friends, resurrection is on the other side. We have life in Christ. He certainly has delivered us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Family, let's go to the phone lines to our dear friend Wilbur. It'll be wonderful to hear your voice, sir, all the way from Texas.
By the way, I would like to wish Mario a happy birthday also.
Amen.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would just like to let the Lord keep us all connected with him. And I would like to help his character. I would like to be nice, humble. And,
amen, humble.
And also, I just want to pray for all the sick and shut-in and everywhere. And just pray that the Lord would just continue to watch over everyone during this pandemic.
Yes, sir.
Especially kids and the teachers. And just keep them all safe and just continue and just guide and direct our path.
Amen, Wilbur. Once again, thank you so much for continuing to pursue Christ's character and drawing us all right back to where we should be, which is just pursuing Christ, lifting up other people. Wilbur, we appreciate you, and it is good to hear your voice, sir. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Listen, North Carolina is blowing our phone lines up tonight. Praise the Lord, and we love it. Miss Josephine calling from North Carolina. How can we pray a praise with you this evening?
I would like for you to pray for my sister Tiny for her health. She keeps falling, and the last fall that she had, she fractured her back in 2 places. And also a real good friend of mine, Sandra, who's in the hospital right now. We don't quite know what's wrong with her yet, but they're having a biopsy today on her liver. I just want to pray that they be negative. And I would like for you to pray for the United States of America to come together at one and the division to just stop.
That's right. That's right. We are not going to mince words and say that what we saw, or many of us saw last night, was our finest hour. But there is so much going on in the United States, and so we definitely need prayer. And thank you, Miss Josephine, for highlighting that. as well as we are going to lift you, your sister Tiny, and Sandra up due to the biopsy, that everything will come back negative. So we're going to lift you up. Thank you so much. And how are you doing? How are you doing with everything going on?
Well, all I can do is pray in the name of Jesus and pray for everybody else and pray God continue to bless me and my family, which we have issues also, but I'm just going to overlook our issues and try to think about everybody else, because we are doing a lot better than a lot of them, and I thank God for that.
Praise God. And you know, there's something to be said of what you just mentioned, Miss Josephine. When we become other-centered and we rely on Christ, Season often says, I'll take care of God's business and he's going to take care of me. And so, you know, we will be lifting you all up, and we are praising God that your family, even though they may have issues, are doing pretty well. And may God continue to give you opportunities to help others as he looks out for you. God bless you. So good to hear from you.
Thank you.
I like how you said that, Miss Josephine. I just pray in the name of Jesus. I mean, isn't that what it's about?
That's right.
That's why we're here, family, all together, each one of us. Mario, praising God for Miss Josephine. Family, we're going over to Jennifer in California. What's going on, West Coast? We're here for you. How's it going?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Miss Jennifer.
Okay. I got my TV. Well, you know what? I'm so glad I came on you people today. I'm so grateful. I have I felt kind of a lump in my right breast, and I'm going to go have a mammogram. And I'm praying that with my health, including this thing, that everything turns out. I got my lab test back today, and everything turned out pretty good. My liver is kind of bad because I take a lot of Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to take any more of that stuff. But basically, I'm just asking for Lord to touch my health, clear up this lump, whatever it is. Just help me to get on my feet so that I can do the things that he is asking me to do.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you in the name of Jesus. So we're going to ask that the Lord would dissipate the lump, and that for whatever reason that you are reaching for that Tylenol, that he would help to heal whatever is causing that desire to be relieved of pain. So we're going to lift that up as well. Would that be okay, Miss Jennifer?
Yeah, I have a bad left knee, and I've fallen quite a bit. So my calf, my knee and my calf need healing too.
Yes, ma'am, you've got it. I'm glad we brought that up. So left knee and calf.
Yes.
Done and done. All the details. He cares about the details, doesn't he?
And I'm a diabetic. So
you're diabetic.
That covers the spectrum.
Let's do the whole gamet. Amen.
Okay,
amen.
You.
Listen, we're here for exactly that, however much you would like to or maybe not share sometimes. And so whatever you feel comfortable with, Miss Jennifer, we're honored to lift you to the throne of God, because he's the answer, isn't he?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
We don't want you to have to pray alone. That's why we're here. Okay, Jennifer, thank you so much. Give us a call back. Please let us know how things are going with you and how we can continue to pray, okay?
Okay, you pray with me now or do you pray later?
We're going to pray in just a moment, so you should be able to hear it on the program.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Mario.
Hey, we're going to keep rolling. We have Pamela calling from Indiana. And so, Miss Pamela, how can we pray or praise with you?
Hello and happy birthday, Mario.
Hello, how are you? I was wondering if it was you.
Yes,
good.
Hi, Season. Well, I just want to call in to say hello, because I know it's been a while since I've been online. I've started back classes, so I have a Wednesday night class. Mm. And Mario, we actually share the same birthday month, but I just want to give Jesus ultimate praise, because I was my birthday was on the 12th of September, and my family insisted. Well, thank you. My family insisted that I come home for my celebration, and I was really trying to get out of it because I had so much on my plate that particular weekend. But little did I know, once I got there, it was really a divine assignment. Wow. And I couldn't stop praising Jesus for it, because lo and behold, a cousin of mine, she and I was talking, who came to my birthday celebration, and one word led to another, and I invited her to my Monday night online Bible study. And I have you to know that this girl has just blown my mind. She has been so engrossed into the studies and so forth, and I mean, she has surpassed me in terms of the studies. And she told me on my birthday, she said, Pam, I had literally prayed to the Lord about being into some type of Bible study or something to that effect. And here you, and look at here, look at you, you offering it up. And I couldn't take credit, of course. I said, girl, it's Jesus. It is nothing me. And I said, I tried to get out of coming home, and lo and behold, the Lord had otherwise. So yeah, I was there to celebrate my birthday, but I had a bigger purpose. And I just thank God for just using me in that, in that moment. And my cousin has just taken off. I mean, it's just amazing. And I just thank God for her and her enthusiasm and just being part of the online Bible study. So yeah,
man,
I just had to share that.
Thank you so much for sharing it. And can you tell us what her first name is so that we can keep her in prayer, please?
Sure. Her first name is Karen.
Karen, okay.
Yes.
Please, I don't know. If you ever feel led, let her know that she's got more people praying for her than she ever thought, probably, at this point.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's so good to hear from you, and happy belated birthday. There's something special about September, isn't it?
Yes.
I just made it on the tail end of it, but I'm in September, so.
Yeah, well, enjoy your birthday, and it's such a blessing that you're praying for others on your day, and that is just awesome. That is so awesome.
Oh, man. As with the assignment that God did for you, he's letting us know that he gives us life for purpose, and oftentimes it's to live it out to his glory on others' behalf. And so, you know, may he continue to bless us all. As he gives us life, he gives us purpose. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, it was good talking to you both. I miss you guys, and I will definitely keep you both in prayer. Love you so much, okay?
You too.
All right.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
All right.
Oh, you September babies. We love you guys. All right. And when October comes, it's your turn, guys. We'll love you then, too. All righty, family. So I believe there's one or two more phone calls, but I'd like to stop and pray. But first, I would like to talk to our social media community. We have a whole bunch of you guys online tracking with us. We have our friend Fatima from Brazil, Antigua. Anika's writing into us. Joe says that he is 15 days before his birthday when he turns 19 years old. So we're wishing you a happy birthday, Joe. He says, happy new month. May God be with you. Cecilia says, please pray for my family and I. Thanks so much, Jehovah God. Blessed. Jamaica, our friend Ricardo from Jamaica. We love you guys over there in Jamaica. Praise God for you. Our friend Cheryl from Canada, Mississippi is writing in via Miss Fanny. And then Joy's writing in from the Bronx. What's going on over there, Miss Joy? And then also our girlfriend Jackie, our friend Jackie from New York. So hello, hello, lots of places around the world being represented in our program. And I love to think about it because it reminds me of heaven. It's going to be a beautiful, colorful place and time together, isn't it, family? So we are going to pray for our friend Claudia and Joe and Jasmine, Tanya, Synth Pink and Cantrella, Fatima, Sean Franklin, and Sean, again, there's prayers for people's wives, somebody looking for rent. That's our friend Franklin. Peace and reconciliation from Sean again. Fatima says, keeping baby Imogen in our prayers. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the faithfulness in this community. It's such a reflection of Christ's character. Cantrella says, I want to pray to overcome generational curses and bad habits mentally and physically. Can everybody say amen to that? Praise God. So family, We're going to be lifting these prayer requests up here in just a moment. Mario, would you like to start with the prayer requests that you've received so far?
Sure. I'll go ahead and begin. Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are just continuing to come to you. We're grateful to have this community, individuals pouring their heart out to you, Lord, and allowing us to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of God. And so, God, we just want to lift up dear Rhonda as she has so much going on. She's praising you, God. There's in the midst of it all, she's talking about the disaster that took place in Louisiana and individuals who are having to pick their lives back up. She's got things going on in her family. But as Season highlighted, she said she's just praying in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is power packed. Things happen when your name is glorified, when it's uttered, when it's believed upon. And so we just believe with Miss Rhonda that you will deliver. That's what we've been talking about tonight. And Lord, we just ask that you would see her faith and that you would hear an answer, and that she, every test would be accompanied by a testimony of your goodness in her life and in her family's life. And then, Lord, we want to lift up Josephine. She called with concerns about her sister Tiny, who has taken a fall. She continues a fall, Lord, but she's taken a fall and this time has severely injured her back. We ask God that you would be near to her now. We cannot imagine the pain that she's going through, but we ask, Lord, that you would put your hand on her. You knit her together, your word says, in her mother's womb. And if you can knit her together in her mother's womb, then you can put her back together, Lord. You are the healer, and we proclaim you as such on behalf of Tiny. And then, Lord, Josephine was also concerned about her good friend Sandra and the biopsy taking place on her liver. We ask God that her liver, that those results would come back negative. But that if they do and there's an issue, Lord, that they would know what to look for in the name of Jesus, or just heal her, because we believe that you can do that. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. And then last but not least, Father, we just want to lift up our dear sister Pamela. She's got a lot going on. She's got a class she teaches on Wednesday. She's doing Monday night Bible study. But it was awesome to hear from her. And we just ask, Lord, that you would be the mitochondria to everything that she's doing, the powerhouse that moves her, and that you would keep her and not just sustain her, but cause her to thrive in everything that you lead her to put her hand to. And then be with her dear cousin, Karen, who has been attending the Bible study and seems to be hungry and thirsty for the word. And there's enough to where she doesn't ever have to worry about being a lack. So Lord, fill her up, we pray, with your word, and may it translate into your character. And may she see her life coming together, because you are the author of life. Lead her and guide her. And we pray in the name of Jesus that the enemy would have no foothold in her life. In the name of Jesus, that we come against the enemy so that she would be able to have enough time to connect with you in meaningful ways, so that when temptation does come, she will be ready and will overcome. And we thank you so much for Pamela being and her birthday celebrating on the 12th. God, thank you for her life, and continue to bless her and keep her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, continuing this prayer, Lord, on behalf of Wilbert, who has made a beautiful request. As usual, Jesus, we're so grateful for our brother Wilbert, Lord, asking to stay connected to you, Lord, to have your character, to stay humble, praying for the sick and shut in, Lord, for all the children and teachers at school. Jesus, I'm reminded that you are the vine and that we are the branches, and that if we remain in you,
Lord, we will bear much fruit, and apart from you, we can do nothing. Lord, we thank you for the simple but powerful request from Wilbert that we stay connected to you. Heavenly Father, that's where everything starts and finishes, Lord, in connection to you, Lord. So we just pray that whenever we seem distracted or whenever we are feeling anxiety like Perry was talking about, Lord, and or depression or any of the things that we're dealing with, when they begin to get bigger than you, Jesus, that we would stop and reconnect with you, Heavenly Father, Lord, and that those moments would bring your healing, your comfort, Father, and your peace. And Jesus, I believe your joy as well in the midst of our heartache and concern, Jesus. And Lord, on behalf of Jennifer dealing with her left knee in pain, which is the source of her taking the Tylenol, Lord, we ask that that would dissipate, Father, so that her liver would be able to have some relief in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that you would clear up any issue with her liver. The lump in her breast would dissipate, Heavenly Father. And Lord, for her diabetes, Jesus, we pray that you would help her in a powerful way to manage that, Jesus. Walking in wisdom, Father, and in good choices. But Jesus, your grace is sufficient for us. And so we're just praying for your grace and mercy over her physical health in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm drawn to Tanya. She says, hello from Gold Coast, Australia. It's my first time writing in on Facebook. Please pray for me and my family. I'm struggling as I have come back to Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help her in the midst of her struggle, and Jesus, that she would be willing to fight it out, to stay connected and to hold on to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, oftentimes we see someone's return is surrounded by frustration or struggle because the enemy does not like it when we reconnect with you. And so Lord, we ask that you would bind the enemy, which simply means to not give him permission. No permission to the enemy, Lord. For Joe and his birthday, Jesus, in Uganda. Father, for Claudia, praying for her son Isaac, Jesus. Again, our hearts are drawn to her son Isaac. Lord, we're praying for Jasmine and family and father-in-law who's sick in the hospital, Father. All of these names, all of these requests. Father, you are capable, and Lord, we just ask that you would intervene on their behalves in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance. Amen and amen. All right, family. Amen. We're slightly short on time, but no rush, no worries. 1 John chapter 5, 4 and 5 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Mario, we are more than overcomers. We're more than conquerors in Christ.
That's right. There's so much to say about that. But the text emphasizes twice that the overcomers of the world. And once it says that those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, maybe you've been struggling with that. It is not too late. This is your clarion call to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. We're here for you, praying for you. God bless you so much.
Amen. And family, until we meet again, we pray God's blessing over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Family, don't forget that prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. You can track with us all week long at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, family, Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.
Bye.